From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After an appeal to do so, the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a team of chemical weapons experts are heading to Douma to investigate accusations that a poison gas killed dozens of people. The organization said it received a request from the Syrian and Russian governments to investigate the allegations of chemical weapons use in Douma and is preparing to deploy to Syria shortly. Syria's foreign ministry said the government would help the UN investigate claims linked to the alleged use of chemical weapons there. U.S. President Donald Trump once again said that raids on his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's New York office and hotel where he had been staying, is a total witch hunt. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents executed search warrants Monday and seized financial documents and other records possibly related to Mr. Trump's contacts with Cohen, who paid $130,000 in hush money to an adult film actress shortly before Mr. Trump's 2016 election to cover it up. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about that raid.
I think that the president has been clear that he thinks that this has gone too far. And beyond that, I don't have anything to add, but I'd refer you back to the president's comments.
And all of this is part of an investigation of Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential elections, which is being headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president has repeatedly questioned Mueller's credibility and expressed his discontent.
Well, look, I mean, I think the president had a very normal human reaction. They raided his lawyer's office. I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't have, but I'd be upset, too. Having said that, the president sort of likes to manage out loud. Wouldn't be my preferred style, but he's the president.
That's U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy, who was asked if the president should fire both people involved. This is VOA News. During questioning of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg Tuesday about how his company handled data for millions of users, Zuckerberg apologized but was also scolded by U.S. senators, including U.S. Senator Bill Nelson.
Lawmakers will want to know if Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission, promising users that third-party apps could only access information needed to function. While Facebook could face substantial fines if it was in violation, Congress will also be looking at how Facebook plans to protect users' privacy in the future. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
And Zuckerberg said that the company is taking several corrective measures.
Make sure no other app developers out there are misusing data. We're now investigating every single app that had access to a large amount of information in the past. And if we find that someone improperly used data, we're going to ban them from Facebook and tell everyone affected.
Facebook also announced it is starting to notify tens of millions of users, most of them in the United States, whose personal data may have been harvested by Cambridge Analytica. U.S. President Donald Trump's top Homeland Security advisor, Tom Bossert, abruptly resigned Tuesday, the latest in a long line of senior officials to leave the Trump administration. No reason was given for his resignation, but it came a day after staunch conservative John Bolton took over as Trump's third national security advisor in the 15 months of his presidency. Both Bloomberg News and CNN reported that Bossert was quitting at Bolton's request. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at a forum, China's version of Davos for Asia. But the pledges Xi made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and Mr. Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. The White House says that President Donald Trump will no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to Syria. President Trump will not attend the 8th Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, or travel to Colombia as originally scheduled. The two-day summit in Peru begins on April 13th. Officials in Afghanistan say cross-border shelling by Pakistan has killed at least one civilian in the eastern province of Kunar. A provincial government spokesman told VOA Pakistani forces in the past 24 hours have fired hundreds of artillery shells on two Afghan border districts. Ghani Masmim said the firing has also caused damage to civilian property. There was no immediate comment available from the Pakistani military and government officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.